The best documentary photography happens when skill and vision meet preparation and luck. But for Joanne Chan, the formula was a little different.
I started taking those pictures when I went to pick up my roommate after work. She was working at a place called Honey Buns, and it was an all-new dance club. My roommate said, "Oh, I think you should take pictures." So I took some pictures and then I made some work prints and presented in my class. And during the critique, the professor said, "Well, I think you should take more pictures like this."
So she did. That was in 1990, and Chan devoted handfuls of nights over the next 6 years to taking photos inside the dressing rooms of some of New York City's adult entertainment clubs. An exhibition of that work, titled New York by Night, is on view at Revolve in Asheville.
It was like walking down in a rabbit hole. It was dark, gritty, very cinematic, and I was fascinated. As soon as I took out the camera, I was accepted. And it was accepted really openly. I don't think I look threatening. That's one thing. And, you know, they have something to share.
Chan is a native of Hong Kong, who was 11 years old when she moved with her mother to Queens, New York. In 1990, Chan was enrolled in a basic photography course at Cooper Union College when she took these photos. And at the time, she didn't see them as particularly special.
I was still searching for myself. So I would just try to find a reason to fulfill my assignments. I just look around everywhere. You know, New York was a little bit grittier than now, and it was just my environment.
Chan's photos show the women relaxed in various states of undress, often seemingly unaware or uncaring of Chan's presence.
Definitely, they weren't shy about posing. Nowadays, like, people like to take selfies. So in a way, they were taking selfie, but I was a camera.
Chan never sought to exhibit this body of work, and she didn't, outside contributions to a couple of group exhibitions. Instead, she gravitated toward commercial and freelance photography. Over the years, she shot portraits for Guitar World and Vibe magazines, and for a number of years took assignments from the New York Times. Often, she didn't recognize or even know the names of the celebrities at the other end of her lens.
It was a job that I have to go to. You know, I have to make a living. And a lot of times, I didn't know who they were because I was a little sheltered. But I was just trying to do any types of work. I didn't turn down any jobs.
It was at the suggestion of her husband, the printmaker Rocky Kenworthy, that Chan, her husband, and their daughter moved to Asheville 8 years ago. And while Chan continued selling her commercial photography to stock photo services, the move inspired a new creative direction into crafts and also painting what she describes as depressing landscapes.
I didn't have the personality to just, you know, be a go-getter. I make hats and purses, something that's really low stress, which suits what I am evolving to.
As for the women in the photos Chan took a quarter century ago, she still keeps in touch with one through Facebook.
I know that she got a master's degree in NYU, and she's doing well. I think about what their lives are like now, you know, how I evolved, and they probably evolved too.
Joanne Chan's photos in the exhibition titled New York by Night are on view through March at Revolve in Asheville's Ramp Studios. I'm Matt Pikin for Blue Ridge Public Radio News.